What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Jeremy White and Joe DiBiase.
Sawgrass is doable. Sawgrass, just book a tee time, $750. I'm going to go ahead and click on book a tee time. See tee time.
You're going to book one right now?
I'm just going to look. What's wrong with looking? You know, I'm not buying. Just want to know.
If I said your ticket to the Masters is you have to eat an egg salad sandwich while you're there, you would do it.
If you say eat this egg salad full sandwich?
Full sandwich. You have to eat it while you're on the grounds at Augusta.
Nope, not doing it.
Unbelievable.
You're listening to Jeremy and Joe on Western New York Sports Giant, WGR Sports Radio 550.
Hey everybody, good morning. Big show for you from St. John Fisher today. Jeremy and Joe with you here. It's nice out today. It's going to be another warm one. I saw yesterday's practice had some rain. Hard rain.
Yep.
Real hard rain.
Yep.
But it's going to be a nice one today. Jeremy and Joe live from St. John Fisher covering, I guess, it's kind of like week two. Yesterday might have been
week
the start
two
of week
camp.
Two. Yeah, week two.
Yeah, week two of camp.
Week two of training camp.
I think we'll find out. I don't know if the pads come on this week. Maybe we find out when the pads come on.
That's a great question for Sal, because I feel like earlier in the week it was discussed that it's usually practice five,
yep,
which would be this one, right? Had last week it was Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Sunday. Practice five, and they were wearing shells yesterday, so
yep.
We could be getting close. It could be today, it could be tomorrow, it could be Thursday. That's the scheduled practices that we see.
Yep.
So we're out here at St. John Fisher, and happy to have you along with us. And training camp coverage is brought to you by from St. John Fisher University. Fiegel, Carr, and Joyce, your border attorneys, by Outlet Liquor. When you need to stock up, it's the place to buy a case. What's your outlet? By Connors and Ferris, your workers' comp attorneys. And driven by your upstate Honda dealers for great deals on the entire Honda lineup. Visit your upstate Honda dealer today. So, happy to have you along. We are loaded today. Big show. So, Sal at 7 for the update on yesterday and what anyone would have missed.
Yep.
At 8 o'clock, Pat Harris from Hard Knocks. Mm-hmm. So, we got the Hard Knocks director, I think the exact title on what he does. He's in charge, though, kind of here. Mm-hmm. And Rochester native, so we'll talk Hard Knocks. The Hard Knocks premiere is coming up. We've got the Hard Knocks director coming up at 8 o'clock. At 8:30, Carl Jones from Channel 4, who we always love talking ball with. He'll join us at 8:30. And then at 9:15 today, Bills offensive coordinator Joe Brady sits with us here at St. John Fisher. So four great guests and nice. Loaded.
And we kick it off with Sal, waking Sal up early. Waking him up after the fire alarm went off very late last night.
I saw that.
At the Dorsey Hall over here,
yeah,
in St. John Fisher. That was about midnight or a little bit before midnight, so I stayed over last night.
Okay. You didn't have a fire alarm?
No, I did have a fire alarm.
Okay, you did.
So yeah. I was out there too, and of course, you know, show starts at 6, so everyone's coming to me like, oh, you gotta get up in the morning. This is worse for you,
yeah,
than for anybody. I mean, I feel fine right now, obviously, but it was the loudest fire alarm I've ever heard in my life because it is right up. Like, I am laying in bed, half asleep, almost fully asleep, and it is, like, it is 5 feet above your head.
Yeah.
It wasn't like just out in the halls. Like, it is right above you. And then it took, you know. It was some. So there was real smoke. I don't know what actually happened. Microwave.
Oh.
Like,
oh, so okay. It was
it,
not.
It really did feel like the exact. You watch The Office when Ryan starts the fire?
Yeah.
The cheesy pita.
Yeah.
In the microwave, that's what it sounded like.
Okay. All right.
Someone overcooked their pizza rolls or something. And that's what had to get everybody out of bed at midnight last night.
Good old college dorm fire alarm memories.
Yep.
You know, I'll get Sal about this. You know who else? I'll talk to Carl about this. We have two Syracuse guests today, which I know excites you very much. But I don't know which one of them lived in Sadler Hall, if they did at all. When I lived in Sadler Hall, we had lots of fire alarms in the middle of the night, midnight, 3 a.m., all that, to a point where it was thought to be some sort of faulty system and there'd be a big controversy. You're not, of course, supposed to do this, but plenty of people would sleep and say, like, I'm not going outside. We had one earlier tonight. There'd be one at 2 a.m., one at 4 a.m., one the next day. By day two, day three, I had roommates saying, I'm not leaving. I'm not getting out of bed.
There was a moment yesterday where I'm like, is this for real? Do I have – but it was so loud.
You had
in
no
the
choice.
Room. Like, I had – right. I am not going to stand there and, you know, my ears will be ringing by the end of it.
Yeah.
So if the sound really made it so that you couldn't – there was no decision. Like, I am getting out of here because it is so, so loud.
Painful.
Did they decide the faulty system was probably just people were, like, pulling the fire alarm?
I don't think so. I mean, that's a serious offense. Like, that'll get you big-time trouble. So – I don't think so, but it is a core tenet of the memory of my time in Sadler Hall was running outside and standing outside. Because, listen, here's the other thing you had the benefit of. What was the temperature when you went outside? 68?
Yeah, it was 70 degrees.
Comfortable.
Fine.
You're fine.
It was fine.
It's not exactly like a fire alarm here in December, and it's you're freezing.
Far worse.
You know, in Buffalo and Syracuse in these winter climates, you got to go outside at 3 a.m.
Yeah.
When you're getting dressed to go outside. Or it's raining or something like that. Like that's terrible. So, we'll see if the media is bleary eyed. So the media dorm's the one that emptied out with the fire alarm. Okay,
the media dorm. Right. I wonder if that probably doesn't make it onto Hard Knocks, right? The players' dorm would be the one that would make it onto Hard Knocks.
Yeah, probably.
Unless the players were awoken by the ringing sound of the alarm from just a couple buildings.
This is
away.
Where the Bills are practicing everything. Why is the media? Why'd the fire alarm go off? Because there's going to be games this year where someone's going to, you know, pull the fire alarm on the visiting Philadelphia Eagles or something. He's going to be ready. How do you look the morning after?
Yeah.
The other guys ran it to the media, but
I was reminded of stories of like when does this happen to NFL teams? It happens to like the U.S. men's national team in soccer when they go to like Costa Rica or Honduras in some tournament. Like, there are fireworks being launched in front of their hotel at, like, 2, 3 o'clock in the morning. I don't really think we do that much in the NFL.
Hmm.
That would be the next level. Bills Mafia learning where the opponent stays in a hotel.
That's a good question.
And then, like, shooting fireworks off in front of it.
I feel like there have been isolated stories of that.
Yeah.
Maybe the 90s would have stories of that, too.
Okay.
Like, former players would have stuff on that. So, something to chase. 803-0550 if you want to join us. We've got our call screener up. You can give us a ring on anything on camp. The talk of camp today might be, among other things, I was listening to Joe Marino, who is in town of the Locked On Bills podcast, and we'll talk to him maybe tomorrow, maybe Thursday. He's going to set up when we're going to do it. He's going to sit down with us, but we'll talk to Joe Marino for a bit as well. Keon Coleman had a great day yesterday. Keon Coleman was a stud yesterday, a bunch of nice catches, a goal ball, a back shoulder touchdown, just like looking the part of what they want him to be. And that is a departure from, you know, it's funny, like training camp, if you have a bad practice, it's just camp. If you have a good practice, it's, oh, there it is. There's all the stuff we're looking at. So, you know, there's some ups and downs. But Coleman, by all accounts, yesterday had a great practice. And Curtis Samuel is injured with a hamstring issue. That seems like it's a common refrain. Like he just can't catch a break, kind of stay healthy. Right.
Brutal.
We'll see how long that lasts. And then Tyrell Shavers goes in and he suffers an ankle injury, which I think is not as bad as initially feared.
No.
So
again, the carted off and how serious ends up being bait.
He's carted off, but I think he might be okay on that. Maybe get an update on that today. You know, thinking about this receiving core, it's been about a lot of different individuals. Coleman having a big day, like that's got to be great news. There's no other way to look at it than great news that,
yeah,
you know, winning at training camp, Joe, is not what's going to win. But any indications that there's a lot in there, which, you know, we saw during the regular season last year, I feel like has got to be welcome news. So we'll talk about that with Joe Brady, get Sal's thoughts on that, Carl Jones as well, you know, as we roll along this morning. So good day for Keon, and I like to hear that. Anytime you tell me a Bills receiver had a good day, I'm going to be happy about that.
Yeah. If there was one player I could tell you at the end of camp where we said – blank had an amazing camp. Would Coleman not be like one of the top three names that you would get to?
He would. He would. I kind of
and he I think feel like the first week was more. What would you label it? Inconsistent.
Sure. Sure.
Inconsistent first week.
The thing I would say, and this will be like over the course of camp, because the types of ways he's winning, that's really a big key to me. You tell me he gets a back shoulder catch over Jamarcus Ingram, kind of turning in the corner. I think like okay. I mean, last year at camp he did a lot of that. It's a ton of, you know. Not quite mossing guys, but just using size and boxing out. Winning on a goal ball, that's a little different to me. That's something yeah. they threw to him a lot last year, and it was not very productive. They threw a high percentage of goal balls. In fact, do I remember the stat that he led the league in percentage of throws that were goal balls last year?
I believe that's right.
And I don't
percentage,
know.
Percentage of his routes that were goal balls.
Okay,
yeah.
And I don't know that that's going to be a repeat this year because they have a different skill set, a different group of wide receivers, but you know, winning in a couple different ways, I think it comes down to, for Coleman, you know, you just know he's not going to be a do-everything, but he doesn't have to be. He's got to do what they ask him to do really well and be a weapon where next time it's 3rd and 10 against the Chiefs on that final drive, I'm not throwing a screen to Amari Cooper. I'm comfortable throwing a, you know, a deep out to Coleman because I know he can kind of box out. Or maybe it's the back shoulder kind of throw on the sideline because the timing and the chemistry is there. Like,
yep.
Numbers, this, that, productive, whatever. I just want to know that the Bills have a couple weapons out there for Allen that when it comes down to the three plays that make a difference between going home and moving on to the next round, I've got a couple guys I can trust with that.
Maybe he's on the field in the first place, right? I don't even think he's on the field for that 3rd and 10. I'll have to go back. I'm pretty sure he isn't. I mean, him and Cooper very rarely, I feel like, in that game were on the field at the same time. But I'll have to go back and look. Yeah, give me any ability for him to separate just enough. His bar to separate, I feel like, isn't the same as Josh Palmer or Elijah Moore.
For sure.
Like, those guys got to be such good at route running that they need to be getting 3, 4, 5 yards of separation. It does feel more like for Coleman, the defender can be there. You've got a quarterback that can put the ball in a bucket for you. Just have that 1 yard, right? Like, let's see Coleman at the end of the year be on some sort of list with, like, the closest separation of any player that's got, like, 800 yards. And there are guys like that that can win in the league where, you know, their average separation from their nearest defender is like 1.2, or maybe it's even less than that. And those guys can still perform if they are really good at making the tough catches and going up and getting it. And maybe that's it for Coleman. Like, he, last year, I wonder what the definition of contested catch is. Like, how close is that defender really?
I believe it's any with a defender within 1 yard.
Within 1 yard, okay. Because, you know, is it different if the defender is 0.3 yards away versus 0.8 yards away more consistently?
Yeah.
Where he would still, you know, his contested catch rate would go up. A part of it is he's just got that little bit of separation. He's got an extra foot from the defender than he had last year, and maybe that could be something that would have his numbers go up. I think he kind of needs that, honestly. I thought that about him all offseason, that something has to be added here if he's going to play that role, the big body receiver on the outside, the X receiver, that he's going to have to either get a lot better at bringing down all of those tough catches, or he's going to have to just get a little bit better at breaking open from defenders. And out here without the pads on yet, when you hear he has a great day like that, I feel like it's more towards the he's just getting open more regularly.
I've got a piece, an article from 2019, on contested catches and who the best guys in the league were at contested catches. And part of this conversation always gets to, it's not always who you think it is. And their top five in 2019 for contested catches will count from 5 to 1.
Yep.
Number five in terms of this is percentage of contested balls that you caught. Okay. DeAndre Hopkins was number five at 58%. Not surprising, right? DeAndre Hopkins. Like that's part of his game for sure. Allen Robinson was number 4. Mike Evans, number 3.
Yep.
Diggs, number 2. We always knew he was great at that.
Yep.
And number 1, you would not expect this.
Oh.
I don't think. In 2019, it was Tyreek Hill.
Yeah, not at all.
You'd not. Sometimes when we get to the contested catch conversation, it always feels like people want to expect that to be, you know, a former Charger Mike Williams. Basketball players are guys that do this.
Yep.
And there's probably a lot that's actually built into that, like the kind of throws you get. Mm-hmm. Contested catch can be just, yeah, over the middle, close coverage, but you're able to get the job done and keep going. Whereas guys like Evans and maybe a guy like Keon Coleman in the future, he might get more difficult throws where it's just, no, really, you're not even supposed to have separation here. We're right. just kind of trusting you. Like the Tariq Woolen touchdown he catches. The first one gets knocked away. The second one, the Bills would throw that knowing you have to win a contested catch.
Oh, yeah.
So it's not exactly sure. the same as some of these other contested catch situations. So, you know, something that's kind of built into how that might be measured. But it's definitely good news and good to see. That was the thing about day one. Like when day one, the story was he didn't have a strong practice. Mm-hmm. It was exactly that. It was, hey, there. It's a tough catch. You want him to make it. You know, you want him to make that catch. And it's definitely a good sign. One other thing about this, and I'm eager to talk to Sal about this. Quiet camps don't have to be bad camps, but I'll just ask if you've heard much about Josh Palmer.
Other than like the first day, it was that Palmer and Allen were like talking a lot,
yep.
and they seemed like they were very, you know, there are a lot of conversations. I'm sure about what was happening on the field, but in terms of plays he's making, like I've seen him catch some balls, but nothing that is, you know, standing out as like the viral tweet that you're going to see go around the league.
Right.
So I don't know. Yeah, it's been fairly quiet. That could be good, right? Because he's not injured.
That's right.
Right, like Curtis Samuel. You know, here we go with the hamstring again.
Yep.
I've seen Palmer's wearing long sleeves every day here. I've noticed that
mm-hmm.
on both the
he's Canadian.
The lower torso and the upper torso. I mean, he seems to be getting all the work with Allen. Like, it's, you know, he's playing in different spots, and that's probably a good thing, right? At some point, you might want some little blurb or somebody to point out, like, hey, you know, the chemistry between Allen and Palmer is really heating up.
Yep.
Like, one of those that'll get the fantasy community talking, right? Like, something that gets the fantasy community talking on Palmer. I'm not worried about his role at all, though, in this offense. Like, I feel like he is – I mean, they paid him. Like, Elijah Moore, there's a question. Samuel, there's a question. Palmer is fresh on the scene, paid him. The GM's talked about him every time he talks about the position. Like, Palmer, I would expect, is going to be on the field a ton, no matter what. It just comes down to how good he actually ends up being.
Yeah. There's your separator. There's the guy.
That's the guy.
Right. Yeah. There's the guy where, as much as hearing, you know, Coleman winning on some goal balls is good, hearing that Palmer wins on those would equally be exciting because
sure.
he's supposed to be your downfield, your vertical separator. And, again, just installing stuff. When we talked to Joe Brady today at 9:15, we can kind of, you know, get his thoughts on how it's all coming together. It's a different group of wide receivers, and how it comes together will be different. They leaned on Mac Hollins quite a bit last year in big spots, and he won't be there. So do Hollins' trustworthy targets go to Coleman? Do they go to Palmer? Do they just find their way back to Shakir or Elijah Moore? And, you know, for the training camp about tight ends, Dawson Knox, by the way, is back. That's good news.
Yep.
Right? He was on the NFI injured list, but he's good to go. So maybe the tight ends start to get a little run this week because that's something that, of course, we would expect. Tight ends.
Yeah.
Feels like it's been quiet from Kincaid.
Yeah, he had some good work in that first red zone day,
yep.
right? Like, caught a bunch of touchdowns there. Yeah, like, really, I guess Coleman, can we even qualify Coleman? Like, who had the best first week of practice amongst the pass catchers? They all kind of, this is the, maybe it's what you might expect the regular season stats to look like. It kind of felt like it was a little bit of everybody,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Like, Palmer made a couple plays, and here he is working with Josh, and Kincaid had a big day in the red zone work, and there's Coleman in the rain yesterday catching back shoulder passes, but here's Samuel again, right? Like, Samuel being injured, like, that is it's so deflating, because I like the player a lot, and I think the Bills do too, and there is a skill set there that I think there's a little bit of everything. Like, when he was signed, it was, okay, this guy does separate. This guy can get open, is a good route runner, and is a very good yards after catch player, and you could be creative with him. You could put him in the backfield if you want. You could put him in the slot. You could play him on the outside. And not just like there's, oh, he could play on the outside. Guys that, like Cole Beasley, oh, he could go line up in the outside. Like, Samuel can actually do some things when healthy, when he's on the outside too, and just, is it just never going to get off the ground? If the guy, his hamstrings, it feels like, you know, the soft tissue injuries, that does go back with him to Carolina and Washington. So I don't know how surprised we really should be, because this guy, for his entire career,
has battled this.
And it's a shame, because I do feel like there is a very good player in there. And I'm just wondering if in his Bills career we're ever actually really going to get to see it.
Yeah.
Like, right now, you know, he's injured already. What do you think? What did he have last year? How many yards did Curtis Samuel have last year?
Oh, like 250.
250
is my guess.
Like,
what do you have?
253.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Good guess.
I thought you knew it.
No, I just guessed.
Like, should I be sure he'll top that this year? I think if healthy, I would say for sure he would, even with the crowded room that he's in. But again, I've already got an injury here. Like, what am I supposed to think? He's going to catch. He caught 31 passes last year. Maybe that's the better number to look at. How many more than 31 is he supposed to catch? 50? Is he supposed to get to 50 in this offense? I don't know if he'll be healthy enough.
It's a big number. Yeah, it's a big number for him. 803-0550, 1-888-552-550. Injury bug piling up, soft tissue stuff. It's not like, knock on wood, you know, they're significant. I won't speak them into the universe. But we've got soft tissue stuff. Terrell Bernard missing practice as well. And with that, you know, the linebacker competition, whatever. We'll see how that plays out. Talk about that with Sal coming up at 7 o'clock as well. So here we are. Also over the weekend, Nate got Reed Ferguson to snap him a ball.
Yeah, he did.
So he could put it down as a hold. Was this a five? I didn't know about this.
Oh, yeah.
5 years in the making, this was a bet that he could catch a snap and get a hold down?
Yes. I think it was a bet with Joe Marino, maybe, and then Reed Ferguson got involved somehow along the way. I feel like this is like years.
Years in the making.
Not just years in the making. Like, I think this challenge was made like four, like you mentioned, 5 years ago.
And he got it done.
And he's just now getting to it. He did it, though. Right?
Yeah.
He got it down. He spun the ball. Feel like it was in a timely manner. Was Reed taking it easy on him is a question I think you could ask. I think probably not. I think that was probably a real snap.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Because he's not doing that to the holder anyway, is he? Like, he's not trying to snap it as fast as he can at the holder.
No, that's right.
He doesn't
right.
want the holder to fumble it.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
The last thing Reed wants in that spot is a bad snap.
Sure, right. Which I can't really recall him ever having.
Knock on wood.
There's not like a There's not like a famous one. The other thing that happened this weekend is we have a new way to pronounce Bijan Robinson's name.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't catch that. What is it?
I actually feel like I need to hear it from him again because I heard it this weekend and it's different than Bijan, but it also isn't like so totally different. Like I thought when I saw the clip, it's like, oh, Bijan Robinson tells us we're mispronouncing his name all along, and I'm like, what is this about to be? Is he going to tell us is the J silent? Bijan Robinson or something like that? We'll have to play it. We'll have to have him tell it.
All right, I'm going to have to hear this. I've got a lot of Bijan in my assorted fantasy leagues. I'll make sure
you're going to have to start doing something different here.
Yeah.
They're just not, you're going to have to trade him.
Jeremy and Joe, good morning. Live from St. John Fisher, we'll bring you the very latest. We'll check in with, again, a bunch of guests today. Lots of information to get to you as we get rolling here. Practice again, 9:45 today. I got the whole family coming out tomorrow to practice, so we're here today, tomorrow,
nice
Thursday, and then back to the stadium for the blue and red. So big week for the Bills. Preseason football starts this week as well. The Hall of Fame game is Thursday between the Chargers and the Lions, so plenty to chase. 803-0550. 1-888-550-2550 to join us here on WGR.
Properly give us the pronunciation of your name.
All right. How you pronounce my name is Bijan for everybody that's out there. I know a lot of people say Bijan, but it's Bijan. Bijan. It's Bijan, yeah.
All right, that's easy. Bijan.
Bijan.
Bijan Robinson.
Bijan Robinson. It's so close to it that it's going to be one that you probably mistake a couple of times. This isn't going from Talander to Talander.
No, this is the same as Honey Dijon versus Honey Dijon.
Dijon.
Yeah, Bijan. All right, Bijan.
Dijon mustard, Dijon mustard.
That's it, right? Do you say Honey
Dijon? I guess I've never thought about saying those differently.
Do you say Dijon mustard?
I think I say Dijon mustard.
Okay, well, it can be... Yeah. You know what? I don't know the proper pronunciation is for that. I think it's Dijon Mustard, and he's Bijan Robinson.
Okay. Bijan Robinson.
He's going to have
Make sure you announce it that way at your fantasy draft.
Yes, right. Don't take – yeah, take
or
the right –
don't get him.
Take the right guy. He's going to have a monster year, right?
Yeah.
The belief is he's going to have an absolute monster season.
Yeah, definitely.
In Atlanta.
Like, has he really had that yet?
Not really.
He was a top 10 pick at the position.
Yeah, he's been really good. And I feel like whenever people see him get the ball, you see him do great things.
Yep.
But, yeah.
He also plays in Atlanta. That shouldn't matter, really. I mean, right? Like, I mean, he did a 1,500 yards last year.
He had a great year, but I feel like people are expecting even more.
The team's got to be pretty good, and he's got to have some big primetime games probably, too. And, maybe, I don't want that to happen, but he could do it here, I guess.
Well,
Monday night here in week six or something.
Be on the lookout. Multiple fights at Falcons practice.
Oh, okay.
Multiple fights.
Wow, they're competitive. Remember, what's the chart? What's the thing on isn't there a chart for fights?
Yes.
If it happens on another team, then
they lost the locker room.
They've lost the locker room.
And if your
it
team
here,
it's just competitive.
Yes,
that's right. Yep. So multiple fights and fricasses. First round pick James Pierce Jr. involved and exceeded what he was involved in a fight. So they want more physical, more aggressive. We're trying to develop a culture, a style of play. That's according to their defensive coordinator, Jeff Albrick. Part of that is the violence in which we play, aggression, urgency, all that. Today, it went a little too far. We got to learn how to manage that. You're going to get agitated, especially when you're playing really good defense. The offense is going to get very agitated. So you got to anticipate punches being thrown, things being said, people being pushed. In those moments, you got to thrive, not retaliate. It's a good lesson to be learned today.
Okay. I don't think we have anything like that here yet.
Not yet.
There was a alleged punch thrown, I think, on day two, maybe. There was an Epinesa Jackson Hawes okay. incident that didn't graduate to even like a scrum, so I don't think
that,
it really
that matchup seems like a one I would predict. If I've got the consensus best blocker in a college draft in a first camp, I mean that that guy's going to the wall on every play, right?
Yeah.
That's what you do.
I would think he's one he's more likely than not to be well, who would be the favorites? He would be up there. I feel like Alec Anderson is the number one favorite, right? He just seems to be around. Chris Brown with the line last year during one of the broadcasts. If I got to get it right. If there's a fight going on and Alec Anderson isn't in it, you know he's on the way. Something along those lines.
That's right.
So, yeah. And then what do we get also? It's the inevitable, we're just ready to hit somebody else.
Different colors uniform,
Get that preseason going.
Yep. Going to the weekend, we got a preview of all those new jerseys, the rivalries uniforms.
How much of a preview really was it? It was a little bit, right?
Well,
like we know the vibe you're going for, but we didn't get like a piece of one.
No, that's right. What we got was a little bit of a color scheme, if that.
Maybe. Because we saw the logo.
That's right. And you got conceptually what these rivalries uniforms are going for, which that's all well and good. The thing I would say is, are they going to run out of elements? The rivalries uniforms, listen, I'm excited about them. It does feel like an offshoot or some version of Captain Planet. I've got a desert team. I think the Jets are going to be a swamp team because New York, the Bills are the cold team. New England's the nor'easter team. Okay. Well, Miami is the water team.
Yeah. Do you see New England's video?
The nor'easter. It's wind and like rain and storms.
It looks very similar to, but it's
Bills.
Snow. Like there is snow involved, I think.
Yeah.
Like it's very similar to the Bills one. Yeah.
Yeah. Seattle is the sound. Okay. That one's kind of cool. It does feel like, if I may, and I don't say this in a bad way, the attempted marvelization of the NFL.
Yeah.
Or everybody's got a superpower. Everybody's got some element. Every one of them looked pretty cool to me. The Rams are going to wear some, like, midnight black, maybe reverse like, almost like a negative picture where it's black with white numbers. Like, that thing might look nasty. The whole thing has me excited. And the Bills ones, I loved watching the players react to them just because Shakir saying, well, this is different. Like, I like that.
Yeah.
Dawkins saying, look at the thing on its shoulder. What's that going to be? Like some sort of ice? I don't know. I'm into it.
There have been a couple of like little leaks, too, where Seattle had a video like that they dropped, like one of their like their version of Embedded or whatever.
Yeah.
And they go into the training room. And there's the training room staff making, or the whoever, they're stitching one jersey getting ready for some rookie. And in the background, you see this little piece of a jersey that looks like a white uniform with like a almost like a red and green tiki style pattern inside the number. I'll try to find that and show it to you. I saw that one. I saw there was a New England one where is it here? In the back, so maybe it's the same thing. Like in the background of like one of their embedded videos, there is a green looking helmet, but that doesn't coincide with what their video looked like, right?
Yeah.
Like, here's the picture of the New England one. There's a helmet in the background that I saw some people believing like, oh, that like a Celtic style.
Oh, get out of here.
But that's not what their video was.
No.
If they were like a Celtic look, you know, like they're gonna look like the Boston Celtics, then their video would have looked more Irish than it did like nor'easter, as you mentioned.
Hmm. All right.
That's it, though, so far. Nothing. No Bills leak whatsoever other than, you know how deep I did go into it? I did try to zoom in on the eyes of the players in the video to see if there was a potential to see, like, a little reflection.
Look at you.
In there. I thought that maybe there's a chance.
Look at you. You are trying to see the reflection of the jersey in the eyes of Gregory Rousseau.
Yeah, they were, you know.
Wow.
It's commitment. They're looking at it.
I admire it. Yeah, I really do.
Well, it doesn't matter because you couldn't see it anyway.
But we have a date, August 20th. And the interesting thing, we had just talked to Pete Guelli about it. I kind of asked him, hey, what's our timeline? What do we know? And he said that's a league-level thing. And then sure enough, the league drops, hey, here are your 8 teaser videos.
Right.
August 28th is when they come out. The Bills wearing them in week 5, right? Week 5? That's pretty early
to
wear them.
Yeah, no, very, very.
So That's one thing about them that'll be – why again, why wear them in week five? The answer to that is probably so you can sell them all year long.
Yeah.
You don't bury them in December. You want to sell them. So the Bills will wear those really, really cold uniforms, ice. It's going to be funny. And again, whatever. I'm on board with all of it. It's going to be funny when they wear these ice blue beyond the wall Game of Thrones uniforms and it's 76 on a Sunday night in October.
Well,
cuz on the drive on the drive in today I was listening to WBEN, the Farmer's Almanac is predicting a warmer than usual fall.
Okay, never mind that. I was going to say they're October, you know.
Yeah.
If it does snow,
elite season.
The Bills will get blamed for it.
That's the reveal that the Bills uniforms say elite season on them.
Now that would be
get ready.
That would be sweet. There was one account, if you find, I retweeted it, that has been doing, hey, based on the videos of everybody, here's a concept.
Okay.
Here's a concept of what it could look like.
I bet I'm going to love Arizona's jersey. I think Arizona's will look great.
Well, here's the Bills. Let Jeremy react live.
Okay, that's not good enough.
That's not good enough
no,
for
it's
the
gotta,
Bills?
It's got to do more than that.
All right, and then here's Arizona's.
That's fine, but it could be better.
They've got like the like almost the sand pattern in the helmet.
I don't think that these concepts are taking into account enough. I think the Bills
they need to be different.
The Bills
really,
shoulder pads.
Really different.
I bet there's some like snowflake print design. These are not just going to be colors. These are going to be like different. Shakir said that is I don't know what I expect, but that is different. So that's what I would guess. 803-0550. First receivers, then the fashion. What do we get to next? Something. We'll figure it out. Sal's coming up at 7. We'll get the full breakdown on the injuries. Curtis Samuel, Terrell Bernard missing time with hamstring injuries. Tyrell Shavers picked up an ankle knock yesterday. That might be okay. Feared to be worse than it maybe is. So the good news is that it isn't that bad. I think that's the latest on that. Maybe get an update. Joe Brady at 9:15. We'll talk Hard Knocks at 8 with Pat Harris of Hard Knocks. And then 8:30, Carl Jones sits down with us as well. So we are loaded. You want to get a thought in early on anything from the uniform stuff to anything from camp, we got wide open phone lines and opportunities for you to ask questions, throw us comments, whatever it might be. Jeremy and Joe live from St. John Fisher Training Camp here on WGR.
Give me Vaughn.
Vaughn?
I know he hadn't done very well against this guy, but I got a hunch he's due.
Good morning to the chat on YouTube. The chat we're treating now as a character on the show.
No. See, that's why I love it. We don't even have to mention a guy and just bam, everyone's fist fighting in the chat.
The chat is like, you know, you look out in your backyard and you see, like, what are the dogs doing out there? And you just find out, like, they're after something.
Before we get to Sal Capaccio, live here from St. John Fisher. Checking in with the chat. If you join us on YouTube each and every day or any day, you know, you can hang out. You can see us here at training camp on a nice, sunny, cloudless day here at St. John Fisher as we prepare to cover another day of training camp.
It could be hazy today.
A little bit.
There
was some fog on the way in at the very end of the drive.
Also, this could lead to our hat conversation. So I was in Montreal this weekend, and there is smoke from – there's more wildfires up there. I don't think it's as bad as 2 years ago when it was, like, horrific. And Montreal on Saturday for 6 hours was the worst air quality city in the world. Mm. Some city in Africa passed it, like, during the afternoon. And then I read that is supposed to kind of float down to the northeast United States, but I don't think this is supposed to be as bad as a couple years ago.
Nope. Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave Butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Okay.
So it could be like hazy, smoky little bit today and tomorrow.
Okay. The chat's going on about your trip to Montreal because you got a new hat and you're debuting. It's just like a Montreal hat. Is that what it is?
Yeah, it's the fleur-de-lis.
Yeah, but
it's
like
the fleur-de-lis.
Sure, it's a version of it.
But it's the style that everyone's freaking out about.
Yeah, because you have,
because it is a flat brim.
It's a very flat brim.
Very flat.
Like you could eat dinner on that hat that brim.
It's almost
it's a flat.
It's
brim.
Almost up a little bit.
That'd be a bowl.
I think this is the style there. I saw a lot of flat brim hats like this. This is not like a skater hat, if you will, like, you know, the flat, like a flat brim hat that, like, you would buy from the Bills.
Yeah,
where it's got the big, you know, top part. What do we call that? It's not the brim. What is this part?
Like the crown.
The crown.
Yeah, the crown.
Like that is bigger. Like this is a little softer and a little bit further. You know, a little lower. Which, you know, I thought the different style hat. I have another one that's kind of like this too, that has like a green and yellow buffalo on it. But everyone's saying bend it. I am in the chat. You can't bend it. That'll ruin it. Unless you just want me to go like the duck bill. Like, right, like you could do that. I used to do that as a kid. But I'm not doing that.
I think it's fine.
I think it looks fine.
Yeah.
You got to mix it up. I got enough hats. I got to have different styles. I got like 40 hats at this point. Which is probably enough.
Montreal this weekend, huh?
Montreal, yeah, good trip. You know, it was from here in Rochester. It's like less than 5-hour drive. Heard a lot of
Sabres.
A lot of
Sabres talk up there.
I didn't hear a lot of that. I immediately saw two Bills hats, by the way, and there was like a street performer in like the courtyard area there. He was doing like a fire act or something. And sure enough, who's the first volunteer? Oh, he's from Buffalo. The first volunteer. So that city, I heard from a couple different people, you're going to feel like you're in Europe. I think it probably feels like you're in Europe to people that have never been to Europe.
Yeah.
Not to be on my pedestal here, because I've been to Europe, but there were definitely areas, the Rue de St. Paul Street, that feels very European. So there are areas of it that feel like you're in Europe. But still, a very cool city to visit. If you've never been, you could definitely easily spend 2 days there. And they have a giant Ferris wheel that overlooks the city. Nice little city to spend a weekend.
Yeah.
I would definitely recommend it.
803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. The Bills, of course, have the battle of the blue and red later this week.
Okay, so there's one other thing I wanted to get to here before we get to Sal. Pat Hammer just tweeted this out. So, Tampa, Florida. We just talked about the weather a little bit. It's gonna be hot. What's gonna be like 80 something today?
Okay.
Tampa, Florida, reached 100 degrees yesterday for the first time in their history. Does that surprise anybody? By the way, Tampa, Florida had never had a 100 degree day.
Yeah.
Buffalo is now one of three U.S. cities that has never reached 100 degrees. That's it.
What are the other three? They're all near water, right? They've got to all be near water.
Kind of. Honolulu.
Okay.
Also would surprise me, like, that's not one I would have ever guessed. Honolulu's never reached 100
Too much
degrees.
Water. Can't get to 100.
Right? And then Anchorage, Alaska.
Not a surprise.
That one makes sense.
So it's never been 100 here. Are you all of a sudden nervous now?
A little bit. Buffalo, Honolulu, Anchorage. That's it. Who will be the last man standing? As Pat points out, though, if you put the qualifier of any city over 100,000 people, Buffalo's already the last city.
Yeah.
Last city in the U.S. with 100,000 people or more that has never had 100 degrees.
Sal Capaccio's making his way over here. We'll get an update on yesterday's practice, maybe on the fire alarm as well. Big controversy around here.
Sal was we'll talk about it.
Yeah. All right. Sal Capaccio joins us on the other side. Your phone calls, welcome. Ask a question, give a comment, whatever you want. We're here for another day of training camp here, practice 9:45 today. And, of course, coverage of Bills training camp is brought to you by, well, many sponsors. Fiegel, Carr & Joyce, your border attorneys. We're out here at Fisher and having a good time. So we'll get back with Sal on the other side. Counters and Fairs, your workers' comp attorneys. Buy Outlet Liquor. When you need to stock up, it's the place to buy a case. What's your outlet? And driven by your Upstate Honda dealers for great deals on the entire Honda lineup. Visit your Upstate Honda dealer today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.